We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
What can I give him, as poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, then I would do my part. Oh, what can I give him? I can give my heart. Praise, praise to the Lord on high. Give thanks, bow down and worship. Rejoice, for a child is born. Oh, what can I give him? I can give my heart.
Like to get gifts?
Yeah.
What is the best gift that you've ever gotten? Can you think of one?
Okay, when I was little, I really wanted this doll. It was called a My Twin doll, and I got it for Christmas one year. I was completely like shaking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A trip to California.
Sam, how about you?
When I was 7, I wanted a Game Boy, and I got it for Christmas.
Okay. When I was 11 years old, I got my first guitar for Christmas. And I played it so much that my fingers got all bloody. I couldn't play it for like a month after it. Becca?
Well, one year I got a keyboard from my aunt and uncle.
Okay.
I was just like so excited.
Yeah.
I wanted to play it right away.
That's fun. Anybody else have?
I wanted a karaoke when I was 8, and I finally got it at Christmas.
You like to sing, don't you? Yeah.
Well, I haven't gotten it yet, but I've, like, always wanted, like, another baby sister or brother, and so I would, like, pray every night for one, and now my sister's having a baby.
Okay. Well, that's a kind of a neat present, too. Sometimes we have to wait for gifts, don't we? We want something, and for whatever reason, we have to wait, and it always seems better when we wait for a gift, doesn't it? Because there's all that excitement. Well, have you ever gotten a gift and decided not to open it?
No.
That would be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
No.
Well, we really want to open up God's gifts, don't we? We want
yes.
to receive them. And we're going to talk today about the gifts that God has given us. And they are the best gifts that we could ever receive.
For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
So how do you know that you've received the gift of Jesus, the gift of eternal life.
Accept Jesus and believe in him?
Okay, that's right. And did you know that God gives you the faith to believe, and your faith is a gift from God? Ephesians chapter 2 says,
"For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith.
And this is not from yourselves.
It is the gift of God.
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do."
God made us and gives us everything that we need to do his work.
And when we face trials, God gives us peace and hope.
The Lord is near.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Another beautiful gift that God gives us is his constant care. He watches over us every day that we live. We are the sheep, and Jesus is our shepherd.
Jesus promised us, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."
God has also given us his Holy Spirit to guide us and comfort us.
Jesus said, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you."
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you.
Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
The Bible says, in spite of severe suffering, you welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
So let's review the gifts that God has given us. There are probably a lot more than we've just gone over here today. Who can maybe share a gift and then tell how you've used it?
Well, like joy, he gives us like joy, and we can be happy around others and just share our joy with those who, even if, you know, they're kind of sad and down, you can give them some peace and joy.
Okay. And Hallie?
For love, you can be able to, like, love your parents and love the people around you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And with faith, you can do things that you wouldn't normally do.
All right. So you really have the strength and courage to do things, yeah. How about joy in spite of suffering? When I think of that, I think of my dear friend Patty, who was always so full of joy, even though she had this terrible illness that she had to deal with. She was always so full of joy. And she always worried about other people more than herself. And that was God's gift to her, that she was able to handle her illness that way. Anyone else have ways that you've used God's gifts?
Grace, like when your brothers or your siblings do something that you don't really think they deserve forgiveness, you give it to them anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the Holy Spirit is always there helping us know what to do in certain situations.
These are all wonderful ways that God has gifted us, right? He's given us the hope and peace and joy and love and our faith and his son. And, you know, this time of year, the world focuses on Christmas.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Decorating.
Lights.
Singing songs.
Buying gifts and opening them.
But the real reason we celebrate Christmas is found in the gift of Jesus.
We have waited for this holy night to hear the news of his birth. We have waited for this holy night, for peace to fill the earth. For unto us a child was born, they heard the angels sing. For unto us a child was born, hear the Christmas bells ring. And candles will be burning bright on this Christmas Eve, as peace and love and joy will fill the hearts of all who do believe. For unto us a child was born, they heard the angels sing. For unto us a child was born, hear the Christmas bells ring.
has peace, and love and joy will fill the hearts of all who do believe.
For unto us a child was born, they heard the angels sing. For unto us a child was born, hear the Christmas bells ring.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was with God in the beginning.
Through Him, all things were made.
Without Him, nothing was made that has been made.
In Him was life.
And that life was the light of men.
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
To all who receives Him, to those who believed in His name,
He gave the right to become children of God.
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
We have seen His glory.
The glory of the one and only,
who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your wonderful gifts. They are the best gifts that we will ever receive.
For your Son, Jesus, who forgives us and gives us eternal life.
For grace and strength to live each day.
And for our faith that keeps us focused on you and your truth.
And for your perfect love.
You give us peace and hope and joy in spite of all of our sufferings.
Everything is from your hands.
And we thank you.
Help us to share these gifts by telling others about Jesus.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com. And our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember, share the gift of Jesus.
It's the best gift you will ever receive.
Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. See you next time.
Emmanuel, God in us.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.